Hello,
What's up,
hello. What's
bitches?
up? What's up,
Yes,
guys?
we're here. Episode one, finally. Welcome
Finally,
to You
you are
Are
the
the Asshole
asshole. Whoop whoop.
podcast, a
Yep,
podcast where we will be talking shit, spilling tea, kikiing, dissecting, discussing,
deliberating all of the
yeah.
above.
stories that we find on the Reddit thread, Am I the Asshole? Where people post situations and ask the internet community, hey guys, am I the asshole for how I acted in here? So we are going to be reading through these and deciding amongst ourselves whether these motherfuckers are assholes. I'm
Because this
Vince.
is what we're doing. And I'm
Yes.
Karen. And we're about to judge people who are already being judged. So.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, plenty of people have already spoken out about these people, about whether or not they're assholes, and we're just two additional people to contribute to the conversation and hope that you guys enjoy listening. You guys, thank you to the one or two people listening.
Exactly. Our extensive
We
following,
hope
thank
you
you so
enjoy listening to
much.
us talk shit and cut up about these
As much
hoes
as
on
we
the
love
internet.
talking it, yes,
Yeah,
exactly.
yes. So,
Okay, so.
I mean, I discovered that there is this thing on Reddit and
Yes.
decided it would be so fun if we could talk about it, but you never even heard of it before, huh?
No, I had browsed through Reddit, but I really didn't
Girl.
log in or anything. And I know. And like when you told me
You
this,
don't
I was
know.
like, is this a thing? I mean, I knew
Girl,
about Reddit, but
everything's a
I wasn't
thing.
scouring it. I
You
know,
don't know shit
everything's a
about
fucking thing.
Reddit.
No, I didn't Reddit. Okay. So, okay.
Okay, yes.
But
Red
when you
who?
told me about this, read nothing until this, and now it's the only thing I fucking read on here. It's
Yes.
so interesting, and it's constantly generating new content. People are constantly submitting, so there's always
People
something new to read.
want to know, are they the assholes?
Yeah,
Which
they want to
I mean,
know.
it's here and there. We don't know. We'll
Yeah,
find out.
I'm into it. I'm totally into it. Yep. So
Okay, then should we just dive straight into it?
let's do it. Let's do it.
I'll go first. All right.
Okay.
And this
Okay.
one is called, okay, you know what, my iPad is switching lanes,
Well, you
switching
know what?
games.
Excuse me. You know what?
Figure
Stay.
yourself out.
Keep your head in the game, iPad. Let's go. We are live with our one subscriber.
Hey girl, thanks for listening.
Hey,
hey you know who you are. All right. Okay, so this bitch writes, Am I the asshole for making fun of a girl for her dad's 9/11 death?
my gosh.
Oh
Trigger warning, everybody. Trigger warning
my
if
God,
that's a
yes, trigger
thing.
warning. You know what?
So.
You know what? That happening so far in the past that I forget that it's still sometimes traumatizing, but you know what? But you know
Yeah.
what? We're gonna keep this very lighthearted. Okay.
Yes,
All right. So
absolutely.
this person writes, I go to college in New York State. I am Muslim. I was very young
Oh,
when 9/11 happened, as were the rest of the people in my year. Fair. There's a girl in one of my classes whose father was in the World Trade Center. He died. Of course, this is very sad, and I pity the man, but not her. She's extremely racist. She
oh,
hates
shit.
everyone who isn't white or East Asian, which means she's cool with me.
Oh my gosh. Oh, she's cool with that, but she's not cool with, yeah,
Okay, well,
okay,
I see
got
she
it.
has no issues with me and BTS. But she especially hates Muslims due to her father's passing. So of course we don't talk. First of all, you in college, you don't really talk to a lot of people anyway,
Yeah, you don't
right?
have to.
Okay, anyway. But today, September 11th, was the day she exploded. I was wearing a hijab. She told me I should take it off out of respect for the victims and that it was the equivalent of a hat. I said, no. She said that you Muslims did this. You need to take off the hijab to show respect. I obviously told her no. Then she went on a very long Islamophobic rant that I can't entirely recall because this was hours ago. But I remember she concluded by saying that Islam took away her father, so she wants to take away Islam. Parentheses, I'm still confused as to what she meant. Girl.
Oh, shit.
She made a few comments towards me, and I went on my phone to de-escalate. She made more comments. I kept ignoring her. But then she said, yeah, you're not responding because you know I'm right.
Oh, bitch.
It's just that. This is that
about
kind
to
of
get
bitch.
Slapped by Islam. Yes, bitch.
I don't know why that set me off, girl. I know why that set you off. That was
of
anybody
course.
Off.
How
bitch,
could you not be set up?
Yeah, don't defend
the
yourself.
The fact that
off
she's been that, sitting that, this long, this yes, point is respectful.
Yes.
Thank
don't
you.
Pull that. Oh, you're not saying
no,
that because you know
I would have
right.
been
Shut
across the dam. No, bitch, yeah. I would have killed you by now. Yes, continue as if I have to.
That you wouldn't deliberate. Even have made a joke about her dad. She would be. She would have joined her dad. Okay, she
that's
been
what
dead.
I'm fucking saying. You know what? You want to be reunited, bitch? Yeah. Give me a fucking second. Hold my fucking.
Okay, I'm about to do you a favor. Okay, you about to yes. reunite. I don't know yes. why that set me off, but it did. I told her no. I'm just busy texting my dad. She left the room in tears. My classmates are saying that she was in the wrong. Okay, thank you, classmates. But okay. what I said was unnecessarily cruel. Now, I don't think I'm the asshole because she started it. All I did was finish it. Okay, so well, I see that she...
Okay, so I see that she, this is actually my biological sister.
She is Muslim, okay. You. Okay.
Yes.
So Reddit, am I the asshole? And she writes, edit for everyone wondering the professor was out of the room. He'd already given us our lecture. Okay, you know what? That's not even the professor's job. Y'all in college, she ain't worried comment. About you.
The first, okay, I have one comment before I forget it because I have to say this, okay?
Girl, say it.
Why is it that the classmates say to her, okay, what you said was wrong about her dad, but where were they when the oh, yeah. other chick was making the comments about her? All the xenophobic. So all I see all of you are actually complicit racists because you're not actually saying something when the racism is happening.
Yes.
But when this bitch makes a joke about her dead dad because she's in stress and she's under duress for being fucking spouted all this shit.
Uh-huh.
Now you motherfuckers want to say something. And that is where I find fault. No, you're not the asshole. I need some blood pressure medication because I'm so frustrated by that shit. Like, how is it that they were silent and complicit when this bitch was talking shit? But the second that she's like, oh, dead daddy is the line?
Yeah. Why didn't anyone be like, yo, that is crossing the line to tell somebody to take off their hijab out of respect? Like, bitch.
But then
you
I
in
think...
New York, you know, you were
exactly.
You were in New mm-hmm. York, which is woke enough to know. You don't fucking say yeah. that. Like, there's plenty of controversy out of the world. People try to have all this hijab taken off and nonsense. It's like, no.
Yeah.
You should know better. I don't know. I mean, we can't speak for the classmates because we don't know what they were doing, if they were trying to shut this bitch up or whatever. But
I feel like she would have mentioned that people were coming to her aid. Like, that makes you feel good when someone's got your back. I feel like maybe, you know, and you know what? That could be an edit. Maybe we don't know. You're right. We don't know. But
yeah. This bitch knows she ain't in the wrong, but she's like, am I inappropriate for bringing up her dad, who admittedly died as a result of a terrorist attack? But I'm like, girl, no.
I'm just not feeling it. I understand. I understand the sensitivity. I'm not going to say I don't. Do I agree with it? No, because I would have fucking gone on the bitch earlier. But I'm also assuming, and we're also assuming, that New York is woke, you know, quote unquote woke. That
this
it is that it's considered disrespectful to ask someone to take off a hijab, and if you understand what a hijab is, then you understand that it's disrespectful. And maybe they don't, you know, like maybe they don't, but again, we don't know what they were saying or what they weren't saying.
We know that she demanded it, so, and she said, you Muslims did this, so I quite frankly
I'm sorry, I just don't buy the fact that she I just don't think anybody said anything, or else she would have mentioned it. It's like, no one said anything during that commentary.
Girl, that's why you are so offended, is what the bystanders didn't do.
Because it just goes back to cycling around. Like, you already know what you're getting with this racist bitch, right? You already know what you're getting. What you're not knowing that you're getting, what you don't know that you're getting, is complicitness.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like, at least I know this bitch is racist. I know her story. I know what I'm getting into.
Mm.
But it's like, at the end, she asks, hey, am I wrong? And obviously she got some sort of response from her classmates like, hey, you took it too far. And it's like, but didn't she take it too far when she said that Muslims are to blame?
That's what I'm saying. That, yes.
And stuff like that.
Yes.
So
she took it too far when she was attacking somebody that had nothing to do with anything.
Exactly. Bitch. So I say cut.
This bitch is in college now. Okay. So she was she even alive when 9/11 happened?
Let's see, even if she's 22.
Yeah.
Let's see, how long ago was it? 19?
Girl, you know what? Not 19s.
Wait. It happened in 2001.
The girl, 9/11 did not happen. Right? Yeah, okay.
19 yes, years
19
ago?
Years ago. I thought you were going to be like, did it happen in 1999? I'm like, bitch, no.
No, that she was 19 years, I'm sorry, that 19 yeah, years ago it happened.
She could reasonably be 19.
So she was like,
you know what? It doesn't even matter.
Who knows?
It doesn't even matter. She's
who
a fucking
cares?
Adult.
Yeah, but exactly.
She ain't got nothing to do with this. So,
but you know what?
To the racist
that
bitch,
goes to.
Shut your ass up.
But you know what that goes to say? Because let's say she's either 1 to 3 years old. Okay, so that means that in that time after, she has been programmed this way. I think. Because if you're 3 years old, it's different from losing a parent when you're 3 or 2 or 1, when you lose them at 15, 16, yeah. 18, you know? So I think about a 3-year-old coming up with all this xenophobic shit. I don't see it. I see programming in the home. You know what I'm saying?
Fully the family who was alive after this is like, this is the fucking people that fucking caused this and da 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 da. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, like that's what people do. That's right. Like you just attack the group, not the individuals. But
right.
I don't know. To then go to someone in your college class and be all xenophobic. Not xenophobic. This is Islamophobic. It's just like, bitch, she had nothing to do with you.
Yeah. And you we want to take. Yep. And we want to take the high road and be like, yeah, okay, the way that you change this sort of behavior is to educate and use your voice to empower, yada, yada, yada. And I mean, yes to that. But sometimes when you're pushed to the brink like that, it's like, all right, I got to get this out first. I'm thinking about it later, educating you later, you know? But
you know what? Let me ask you this, because if it were, if this person were a white person with, because you know, now I'm about to take it a little deep in this race relations in America, was a white person wearing like a Confederate shirt, and it was a black person being like, you need to take that off because that shit bothers the shit out of me. Full well, the person who's wearing that Confederate shirt probably was not at all related to anything that, you know, that have happened in the past. To that community, right? So it's not the same, because this is religion versus like just I'm prideful of my history or whatever, but would that be less clear-cut
if
that was the situation? Because obviously we think this racist bitch, we're like, bitch,
right.
Shut up.
Sure. And I know we're quick to say people that wear any sort of Confederate paraphernalia are racist and that it should be damned and stuff. And I agree in a respect, but this is why. This is the stipulation that I have on that, and why it's not the same thing is because one is an infringement of someone's rights and liberties, it feels like. So me representing a Confederate flag is me saying racism is great or whatever context that comes in, versus a girl wearing her hijab that is not, I'm not wearing my hijab to be like, yeah, pro-terrorist. No, I'm wearing it because that's what women wear in our culture. It symbolizes something in our culture.
That's
not infringing on your rights. You, by wearing that, are saying that I am not okay. Who I am is not okay. So that's where I make the distinction. I don't know what you think, but like, that's where I kind of see it. I get that it's still a freedom to wear your fucking t-shirt. I'm gonna think you're an asshole, but 9 times out of 10, like, it's like, people aren't gonna go up and tell somebody wearing a Confederate flag shirt to take it off because they think they're gonna get fucking attacked, because that's the historical behavior of that type of person. So I don't know.
I mean, I have a lot of thoughts and opinions, but that is far from what it is that we are trying to talk about here. I mean, if it were a role switch, it would definitely be a much, it wouldn't be as clear cut as this one.
Yeah,
it this wouldn't. Poster, girl, are you the asshole for making a dad joke? She didn't even make that bad of a dad joke. She just said, I'm just texting my dad.
Exactly.
You know
the
what I'm saying?
The implication was hurtful yes. to you. I didn't even fucking say anything rude. It's like, I'm talking to my dad who's alive and yours is not. No.
Yes.
She's just yeah. like, I'm talking to my dad and take that as you will.
Was it a low blow? Kind of. But you know what? Whatever.
But you know what? I would have handed her the bat. I'm sorry. You get me? Anyway, no. You are not
girl,
the asshole.
Yes.
And I don't think most people would think you are. You live your life.
You are not the asshole. I mean,
knowing you're not an asshole.
Girl, the community at worst was like, that was a pretty dickish thing to say, but you're not the asshole because it was well deserved.
Yes.
Not to sit here and be like a bitch had it coming, but you know what? You was on your phone and she tried to act slick. And say shit like, you know, oh, you know I'm right. You
she
know
even
I'm right.
tried that's to put her. Say, she even tried to put her on extinction,
right?
And she kept.
If
coming.
You mess with the wrong one, then yep. you will certainly get your ass beat. If you want to make that's comments right. like that, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe she thought she wasn't going to do anything, but she certainly did, didn't she? Mm-hmm.
Oh, bitch! All she did was say something too. So shut the fuck up. She exactly. could have beat your ass up.
Exactly. She could have met with me.
She could have caught her.
She would have had a real bad day.
Yes, yes. Oh, don't worry about your dad, bitch. Okay,
you got to worry about me anyway.
You ain't got to worry about Muslim.
You got to worry about Muslim. You got to worry about hood bitches, Cuban bitches from Hawthorne.
Okay. Not the asshole. All right. Very obvious.
Definitely.
Good
not.
Job. Make the jokes, bitch. Talk.
You go,
that.
Girl.
Yes, yes. All right. You want to
okay.
it? Yes, give it
yes.
to me.
So I had to pick this one because not only is it clickbait, but it's hysterical, and I just need to have a reaction.
Girl,
from
we
you.
Here for we are here for the clickbait.
Yes, we are, and it requires also doing some sort of impression. So of course, that hopefully adds to the the plot. Here we go. Okay,
ooh, thinking that plot.
Here we go. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
For leaving my husband in the grocery store because he started acting like a toddler.
Girl, no. No. You're not the asshole.
I would literally leave my husband in a grocery store for less. So.
I don't even want to hear it. You're not the asshole. He's an adult. Okay.
Exactly.
You know what? Give me the details.
Here you go. Ready? Buckle up. Sit down. Okay. Here we go. We all go through phases, and picking up annoying habits is one of them. Sometimes we just need our loved ones to gently tell us if we've picked up a particularly egregious habit. Sometime in the last year, my husband has picked up a habit where he talks like a baby. At first, it was funny, but passed into embarrassing, cringeworthy behavior quickly.
Okay.
Here are some examples. Doggo, pupper, woofer, subwoofer, pibble, hootie boy, okay. peepo, okay. burb, meow meow. Hold on, girl. Okay. This is only a quarter of the list, okay? Sammy, okay. sandwiches, Sammy Whammy, chicky nuggies, chicky tendies, adding a toddler-esque lisp to words, and the ones that really get gross are childish euphemisms for genitalia or sex. Already,
wow.
I was like, okay.
Wow. So this husband is already making fun of people with speech impediments. Oh, okay. Wow.
Exactly.
Canceled.
By dressing it up as Canceled. Saying that he's a fucking toddler. Okay.
Cancel this bitch.
Here we go. Oh, here we go. Okay. I cannot emphasize this enough. It is not endearing or sexy to have my husband talk about my boobies and his wiener and weenie and wee-wee, hoo-haws, bajingos, nostalgia for scrubs be damned. We have not had sex for 6 months because he cannot stop talking about my boobies and it makes me sick.
What?
Bitch.
In the okay.
Yes, here we go.
Girl.
You ready okay. for that plot thickener? Here it is. Just
give me that corn star.
Okay.
Oh, you better thicken it up.
Here we go. Just before the pandemic hit, we were out at a restaurant with some friends. He actually ordered a Chickie Sammy, like said that exact phrase, Chickie Sammy. Look, it's totally fine that he ordered the chicken sandwich. That's not the issue. Our friends noticed the baby talk because he insisted on continuing the joke and even started talking with this god-awful toddler lilt accent. After that, I just couldn't stomach the idea of going out with him to adult places. I'd go out to the brewery with my friends, but God forbid he join me and say, me want another beer or something.
Oh my God.
Are you as uncomfortable as I am right now?
I am because a little. I thought this was uncomfortable. Bitch, this sounds, I thought it was a one-time incident, but you're here telling me
that this motherfucker
has been acting like this for quite a while. Okay.
This fucker made it a lifestyle. Here it is. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. He done Benjamin Button his ass.
Which is fine. It's that your lifestyle, but that's not what we're talking about here. So don't even come for me, haters. Okay. We'll put you in your place. Sit the fuck down and listen to this story and calm down. Anyway, I just had to fucking say it because I already know.
We are not calling out people who live a certain lifestyle.
We are not calling out the BDSM or the DDLG community. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, I am in full support of that. So shut the fuck up, sit down, and enjoy. Okay.
You know that is a whole community, right? Of people who...
Absolutely.
Girl, you saw Wolf of Wall Street?
Girl, why are you acting like I haven't looked into that community my damn self? Anyway, okay, excuse me. Bitches gotta relax too, okay?
Oh my God.
So here we go.
Okay, go on.
Part two. That was a good intermission. Here we go. After that, I just couldn't stomach the idea of going out with him to adult places. Okay, got that. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why he's doing this. I finally hit my limit when we were grocery shopping and everything seemed normal and fine. Until he gasped like a kid, ran to the ice cream section, and jumped up and down yelling, ice cream, I want chocolate.
Girl.
Bitch.
Okay, yes. You know what? I see that. Bitch, you came strong for episode one.
Yes,
the re-up.
Yes, I did.
You know what? Let me stop interrupting your ass.
No,
please.
You're good. It's fine. It's honestly shocking. Go ahead and react, okay?
My God.
I was mortified. People were staring at him and me. He kept going and kept saying, can we get popsicles? And I just said, either talk to me like an adult or I'm leaving. Uh-huh.
Okay? You know what? I was staring.
I was in that background staring too, wondering
what is wrong with this child. Yes. What's wrong with this man?
This child, you know what, a Freudian slip. Okay. Oh, I love it. Okay.
Thinking to myself, girl, here we go. One of my clients. Okay.
Listen, okay? He started saying, ooh, you must be fun at parties and lighten up, will you? And shit like that. I just said, fuck it, and left the store, leaving him to walk home like a mile. It was fine because I couldn't even look at him. Okay? Girl. Simmer on that. Okay? Since then, things have been very tense, and he keeps telling me that he wants an apology for embarrassing him by leaving him in the store. I told him that people don't get to demand apologies. If someone wants to apologize, it's up to them. And I am absolutely not going to apologize for saving myself the embarrassment of a 35-year-old man with a mortgage and retirement account asking for chocolate ice cream.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. You better clarify his age.
You better tell everybody how old he is and how much he makes. Yes. You better give us that social security number, okay?
Uh-huh.
You better give us that Instagram handle, okay? Are you ready for this?
Girl.
You think I added the cornstarch yet? Hold on. Here's another spoonful, okay? Yeah. He got his fucking mom involved, no joke. Okay. She keeps telling me it's just a phase and that he's probably bored and I should be happy this is his midlife crisis rather than him fucking 19-year-olds at the local bar.
I mean,
hands up if you want to beat mom's ass too, okay? Because you're enabling this behavior,
but she's not entirely wrong. She's like, this your problem? I mean, bitch, you could
be. Girl, what?
You could be doing this. He could be doing that. She's just coming at it from like, it's not that big. Shut up.
Okay. If your grown ass son started talking like a baby for months on end, wouldn't you be like, son, can you stop? You're bothering your wife.
Can you not ruin your marriage?
Can you not ruin your marriage over a kink, bitch?
Can you not embarrass me in front of my friend?
That's what I'm saying. Stop embarrassing me. Okay. Shit. But here we go. Okay. So she's got a bunch of edits too. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm going crazy. Am I the asshole? Do I really just need to let my husband continuously embarrass me like this? Edit number one. Sorry, there was only so much space. I have talked to him multiple times, especially about the sexual comments. I've made it extremely abundantly clear to him. Mm-hmm. Using terms like boobies and wee-wee are absolutely repulsive to me, among other things. He says, info, does he have a job? Yes. And he acts completely... I like how someone asked if he has a fucking job.
Bitch, he has a 401k. Of course he has a job.
Yes, that's stupid. What I'm saying. It's God, like,
read between the lines. Y'all, I'll just try to find a reason to defend this motherfucker. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, and he acts completely normal as far as I know. He worked from home for a while during lockdown, and I never heard him talk like this to anyone he worked with. Does he do it with friends? Sometimes. And it's generally meant to annoy them or gross them out, but he stops. He has friends where they think it's cute to embarrass each other. Is this a kink or a fetish? If so, I'm absolutely done. Edited because it was offensive. Okay. She said, if this is a kink, I'm done. And frankly, girl.
She said, if this is a kink, that's fucking nasty. And y'all motherfuckers who are interested in this is
And don't
wrong.
Come for me. Don't come for me. Don't come for me, community. Okay,
so
I'm going to say
edit
it again.
That. So she said, you know what, never mind. Let me not call out all these people on this Reddit forum because they're coming.
Yes, exactly. And I know they probably were asking because of that. And just to fucking make a note, okay. Mm. A kink and a fetish is fine if both parties are consenting to it. She was not consenting to it. He did not discuss it with her. And as far as I'm concerned, that is a prerequisite of engaging in that kind of behavior. So
also my understanding now from watching CSI and seeing this shit in video games is that it is done in a very, you don't do that at the grocery store while you're casually buying groceries. It's like done in a very like,
it's
structured.
However you guys agree.
It's done at home, okay?
It's done how you guys agree.
Yeah, you're not engaging in the kink when you're casually... Girl, go by.
Yeah, and I mean, some people do it in public, but you know what? Both parties agree. So you already know what you're getting yourself into.
That's
from
I'm
the
saying.
Get. She did not have a choice.
Okay, but was he in a diaper? Okay, because otherwise I don't want to fucking hear it.
Exactly. I know. Right?
Shut the fuck up. He wasn't in a diaper. This is not a kink.
Exactly. Here
You're
we go.
You're being annoying. Okay, girl.
And again, discernment. But has he seen a doctor? No, but I've asked him if he needed to talk to someone because he was acting strange and he accused me of being stuck up and judgmental. Given that he doesn't act like this with his coworkers or his family and only jokes around with his friends, I'm willing to bet that this is an indication that he's trying to force this fetish onto me non-consensually or trying to get me to leave, which is valid. It's totally valid.
Trying to get her to leave.
Like trying to end the marriage in such a way, you know? Like they probably already have
But
problems.
It worked.
Yeah, they probably already have problems and this is just the cherry on top, it seems.
Sure.
Is it a tumor? I don't know. Like I said above, I asked him if someone asked this, right? I asked him if he needed to see anyone. I can't force him.
Y'all are really stretching. To justify this man's actions.
I think people are just like the audacity. Like
they're just like no one in their right mind would just keep this shit up.
Well,
knowing damn well.
This is why they're asking if it's a tumor or a kink.
Yeah, that's right. This man must be crazy. There must be something going on.
Exactly. I can't force him, even if I want to, just find out if there's any way we can salvage this. But after this post closes, I will try to get him to. Maybe his sister can encourage him, even though he acts completely normal around them. Does he have childhood trauma? As far as I know, and I'm relatively close to his family and would likely know, the most traumatic thing he had happen was a minor car accident when he was around 13 years old. No injuries, no death, etc. He hasn't been in a car accident in the past 2 years or anything like that, and I haven't. And as far as I know, no one else in his family has been, etc. I want to send you a chat instead of comment, getting lost. Wow. Someone really was like, I want to send you a chat, not a comment. And she goes, please don't. I've had a number of people repost this to make fun of me, which is awful. Because I didn't respond the way they wanted, et cetera. Just comment. I can at least to respond to those and help others get an idea of what's going on. How rude, right?
She did have to modify that King comment. So she probably, you know what? She just said, I'm fucking done.
She didn't address the haters like we did.
She said, I'm done with this shit. And I'm really perplexed as to why any of this fucking matter.
Yeah. Because it's like people are focusing on one thing to be offended by instead of just looking at this, the whole picture. Okay. You have to look at all the details and all the evidence. It's right there in front of you. He uses discernment, doesn't use that stupid bullshit at work. He stops when his friends tell him to shut the fuck up and he does it to her because why? Continues.
Who
because
knows?
Why? He Who don't knows? Respect her. That's why.
Who knows?
Okay, he's trying to end this marriage.
You know what, making judgments. You know what, judgmental.
I know.
But yeah, because people are like, oh, well, what if he has a tumor? What if he has a tumor? Does that make her behavior of leaving him at the grocery store now an asshole because he has a tumor and is acting this way? First of all, y'all know he doesn't because, well, let's put it this way. Even if he did, he's not doing any of this behavior with anybody else. So don't come over here talking about, oh, there's something underlying if it's only happening with her, right? Unless it's like a child, if it's a trauma thing, that could be very specific to people. But if it was a tumor thing, that feels very, that feels like a stretch to be like, I have a tumor that only affects me when I'm with my wife and no one else.
Sounds really specific. Sounds like tumor.
Bitch, yeah. What does that even matter?
No.
She just left his ass at the grocery store. He's an adult. He can walk his ass home. He can take an Uber. He can figure it out.
Exactly.
She didn't do anything bad. She just said, I'm done with this and I'm walking away.
Agreed. I agree. How ridiculous, right?
The audacity of these people, misconstruing anything she has to say. Now, unless we are reading a heavily edited post, and in the beginning, this motherfucking stupid ass husband of mine with his dumbass comments making baby talk. Maybe she didn't have examples, so people didn't know. Yeah. Maybe people thought it was cute, you know?
Right.
No.
Yeah, exactly. I think so, too. I was curious when she said she edited the kink or fetish. She probably went off there and was like, oh shit, gotta reel it back, gotta dial it in. But you know what? You gotta understand too that people get emotional sometimes and we see it. And sometimes they say offensive things. Mm. Obviously, we see that all the time.
Speaking from experience, I see.
Mm-hmm. I look at my old Facebook posts and I'm like, God, what were you going through? What were you going through? Shut up.
Oh my God.
But yeah, let's vote on this poor frustrated lady. No, you're not the asshole.
Girl, she is in no way, shape, or form the asshole. And her husband needs to just cut the fucking bullshit. I don't think anybody listening to this right now thinks this husband is not acting a little bit too crazy for anybody's liking.
Agreed.
For what? Now, when you said shit like puppers and shit, I was like, oh, maybe he's just doing this internet talk, you know, where we like to babyfy certain things. But then taking it to that next level and continuing it, was she laughing? Was she reinforcing the behavior? Because it don't sound like it. It sounds like she'd been annoyed after, you know, one or two times. So I don't really understand why this motherfucker is still continuing.
I'm saying. And I mean, like, attention-seeking behavior in some way? What is it? What's going on? But no, I would have done the same thing. No, you're not an asshole at all whatsoever.
Yeah. What's his bitch name? What's her username?
I literally scrolled up to tell you, and now I'm regretting that because her username is Small Sliced Skin.
Girl, Small Sliced Skin, if you're listening to this on the off chance of truth.
Small Sliced Skin. It sounds like you got a fetish of your own. I'm just kidding.
Small Sliced Skin, if you ever listen to this podcast, I just want you to know and feel very reassured that I passionately think you are not an asshole and that, quite frankly, you should have cussed your husband out. Okay, so.
Yes. Small Sliced Skin, if you're out there listening to our random ass podcast, you are not the asshole.
You are not. The lie detector results came in, and you are not the asshole.
You are not the asshole.
The DNA test.
But wait, the lie detector determined that was a lie, so that was on there too. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God.
Oof, okay. That was a good one, right?
Oh my God. The drama.
I know.
Okay. This is nice. This is short and sweet. Okay. So this is not, but this is, you know what? Because it has the word photo shoot in the title, I thought this was very pertinent to you and me.
So excited. So, I cannot wait.
So, am I the asshole _ photo shoot writes.
I can't.
Am I the asshole for yelling at my girlfriend for doing some quote-unquote photo shoot?
You had me at quote-unquote because he doesn't take it seriously. He doesn't respect her.
I see you don't respect my craft.
I see that you don't see me as an artist. Okay. I'm just kidding.
I'm trying to make it big, okay, exactly. With my photo shoot at this fence with this orange skies apocalyptic photo shoot, and you don't support my ass.
I cannot wait to hear this shit.
With this baby Jesus girl. I saw on Instagram our baby Jesus photo shoot.
Shit I shared on Facebook. Oh my God.
We did that shit 5 years ago. I was like, oh my God, that's so funny.
Was it really 5 years ago?
Apparently, or at least we posted it 5 years ago. That's true. Okay. So a week ago or so, my girlfriend mentioned that she was approached on campus about doing a quote unquote free photo shoot. Where?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Sign me up. Where? As long as it's not Craigslist, I have standards.
What's wrong with us? Why you can't come to us? It sounded sketch as hell, as it was 1, at a frat house. Oh. 2, no website or email, just a phone number.
Fuck, man.
3, the flyer was just a piece of paper. I told her as much and she was in agreement, or so I thought. Turns out she texted the number of the flyer and asked if they were legit, and they said yes. This is her words. Okay. So she goes and does the shoot, which involved
Jesus Christ.
Which involved a few outfits: casual, bathing suit, some underwear / lingerie, and nude. She tells me all this after she does the shoot, where I also find out it was basically in the living room of one of the local frats. There were like 4 dudes taking photos with iPhones.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
She says, but that's okay because they're so advanced now. This is the girlfriend saying. And she said she was invited to come back, quote unquote, next week because I did such a great job. She was super excited about it. That's when I exploded, yelled at her. She got upset, called me an asshole, said they were, quote unquote, very professional, and that I am jealous of her talent. Which, I mean, we're relatable.
I'm going to kick your ass. Oh, my God.
You know, we're relatable. Y'all not liking my photo because y'all jealous. I understand. I admit to being kind of mean, but am I the asshole? I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. For context, she was homeschooled prior to college and is very naive.
Oh.
Which, I mean, you ain't got to tell me. I don't care if she was homeschooled or not. She's obviously very naive.
Well, yeah. But, damn it.
Damn it.
I feel bad because I understand that perspective of being naive and not knowing certain things until, but I also,
there's obviously an assumption on our end that this was a sketch, you know, seedy ass, like not actually a photo shoot, which also like photo shoot for what, right? Like, did she get the photos? Did she post them on Instagram? Did she, you know what I'm saying? Or did she just take photos and never saw them again, but she said, I'm coming back next week.
And this was free. Like, she doesn't know where these photos are going. Like, these photos could be being uploaded to Pornhub for all she fucking knows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel bad because I don't think that she's thinking that way, but her boyfriend is.
Yeah.
You know, I feel bad because, yes, she had a sheltered upbringing, or so it's saying, or homeschooled, I'm assuming. We don't know what her socialization was like, of course. But I mean, damn, this is sketch. And she doesn't feel it, see it at all. And
I mean, not a photo shoot with just iPhones.
There were four dudes taking iPhone pictures.
Bitch, don't invite me to a photo shoot and I show up and you taking photos of me on an iPhone. No, 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 no.
In the middle of a living room frat house, like, was there a screen? Where's my background music?
Yeah.
Where are the women? Background? Okay, where are the women to ensure my modesty and my dignity are preserved? Okay,
not well, that... we don't know anything about the photo shoot. It could have been a very tasteful.
I'm sure
that,
it was.
With that screen drop so or says. Shit. But not an iPhone. No. No, girl, uh-uh. No.
No, you... I'm not about it.
Bitch, no.
No, you're not... I don't think he's an asshole because I really think that he's concerned for her.
Yeah.
Maybe how he came off was like super shocking to her because he's not like that with her, but he was so shocked that this happened that he came off a little abrasive, which I understand. Like, mm-hmm. It already happened. So he's like, what the fuck? Like, you know?
He's like, how could you be so fucking stupid?
Yeah.
And boy. She's like, bitch, you jealous of my talent. I'm going back next week. Watch. I'm about to get Instagram famous, okay? And you try to dip my shine.
I know. Yeah, well, she's about to be Pornhub famous if these fools are...
she's about to be famous on OnlyFans.
Exactly. So, which is totally... Oh, it's totally a possible thing, but she's not thinking this way. Like, we're over here discussing it.
Unless she's like, you know what? If they post it, they post it. I don't care. Because that's my body, my choice, my da-da-da-da-da.
True, but I mean, she would have to be told, but she's not asking for contract. She's not even on contract. Like, there's so many layers to this bullshit. But no, you're not the asshole for telling your girlfriend that this is crazy.
Homie,
no.
You're not the asshole.
Nope, sorry.
Yell at the bitch. Mm-hmm. I don't care. What's she doing?
Tough love it out.
Did she show you the photos? That's what I want to know. Okay. Mm-hmm. You look at the photos yourself from this iPhone. Get that shit airdropped and you tell me if that shit looks professional. And also, can't she just be like, you can come next time to make sure nothing shady happens?
Agreed. Yes, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, have him come and see how everybody reacts. And then, I mean, you'll get a reaction. So here we go.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what? Come back and post. Tell us all about it.
You know what? Show us the photos so that we could decide. You know what? Show us. You know what? Am I the asshole _photoshoot? If you are listening to this podcast.
Please.
If you are listening to this podcast, send us the photo so that we can judge ourselves based off of our expert opinion.
Exactly.
Whether or not your girlfriend was in a CD situation.
Okay, yeah, I think that we could figure that out pretty quickly.
Okay. Jeez. Okay. If I don't see this shit, if I don't see her skin edited within an inch of her life, okay. If I don't see all flaws, okay, retouched and edited, then bitch, you need to take her out. You need to tell her.
Oh,
no
man.
More. No more. Mm-mm. This ain't the one.
Oh,
okay, girl.
Fuck.
All right.
That was a good one. But a very scary one.
Okay. Mm. Go ahead. Okay.
All right.
I think we have time for one more.
Let's do it. Okay. I got one picked out for you.
Okay. I'll just shut my ass up so we ain't trying to talk too much.
Okay. So. Now.
Oh. What's the tea?
All right. Let's click it. Waiting for this to load.
Wow.
Excuse me, Reddit, we are live.
Yeah, I see
we
your
are recording live.
I see your internet is an asshole. Are you the asshole Comcast? Yes.
Comcast. Yes. You know what, Spectrum? These insider jokes.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You are the asshole.
You are the asshole.
Okay. Give us this. Load the fucking. It's just Reddit. Okay. Load.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right. She's in. Okay.
Oh, about time.
Here we go. Am I the asshole for not letting my stepmom be buried with my dad?
Ooh, you know what, Cinderella wrote this.
Yeah, well, Cinderfellow, actually. It's a male, 24. Okay. Wow, we are just a bunch of laughers and under the uncomfortable title, aren't we?
Okay. Yes, DeFellow, give it to me.
Okay.
Give it to me. You know what, Maleficent, what you do today.
Yes, and you know what? I'd just like to point out that he put mum instead of mom, so maybe he's British.
Okay. You know what, Prince Charles.
No. The opposite. Prince Charles, that's for the next podcast. That's episode 2. Am I the asshole? Yes, you are an asshole, Prince. Here we go.
Girl, go. You know what?
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. When I, 24 male, was very young, my dad was diagnosed with cancer. Ooh. He survived, but it was very close. And my mom bought a 3-person burial site in our local cemetery, just in case he died, so that one day we could all be buried together. About 5 years after this cancer scare, my mom died in an accident at work.
Oh,
that's so fucking horrible, dude. Pretty much immediately after my stepmom came into the picture. It was pretty clear from the get-go that she was only interested in dad because of mom's life insurance, plus the accidental death payout. She had 2 kids from a prior marriage. Dad was her third. So the dad is the third marriage here, okay?
I see, my okay.
My dad was devastated from losing mom, and I think he just saw my stepmom as an easy person to comfort him. Yeah. I absolutely do not blame him for the shit that she has put me through.
Okay, thank you.
Yes,
it's not exactly the dad's fault. Thank you.
No,
yes.
No. My preteen and teen years sucked because of her. I was continuously bullied by her kids and her. I wasn't allowed to join sports teams or socialize after school. If I wasn't studying, then I was cleaning. And if I protested, then I would go without meals. So you see Cinderfella here is literally being treated like this. Okay.
I see that this stepmom is Asian.
Oh shit.
She said no social. She said, don't even think about socializing. You get your ass home and clean. Okay. Yeah.
Oh wow, a Latin mom. Okay, here we go. I see our cultural overlap here.
You know what, Cinderfella?
Yeah, Cinderfella. My God, you know what, this joy amongst this agony? Okay.
Oh my God.
My dad died about 8 years after mom did, and my stepmom immediately kicked me out. I was only 15 at the time.
Oh. Okay.
He was 15.
Wow.
Wow. You can imagine. You can only imagine the comment that I left on this thread.
You know there what? Never was mind. Not yeah. Asian anymore.
No, exactly. There was a huge fight over my dad's assets because he left almost everything to me.
Correct. Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, Dad. Okay.
Wow. The Long only loyal short, one here.
Thank you. Long story short, she has just died. Pity. Her children have approached me and asked that she be buried next to dad and mom, and I have refused. They're now lambasting me all over social media and to mutual friends, accusing me of being mean and that she was dad's wife and should be buried next to him. Am I the asshole here, bitch?
You know,
you better hold me back, bitch, because
you know what, these raggedy ass.
Okay, thank you.
Siblings.
Thank you.
Okay. What? Give us they're lambasting you on social media. What's their
lambast title? Them right back.
What is their username? What's their Instagram?
Yes. I am literally looking for my comment because everything that you're fucking saying, that's what I said. But girl, I digress. Go. Tell me your opinion as if I don't already know it.
Girl. Oh, they want to drag you on social media. Drag them back. Tell us. Tell Reddit what their fucking handles are so we could drag them the fuck back. No, you are what's this motherfucker's username again? Slice of skin?
No, that was the last one. This is am I the asshole stepmom dad?
Bitch, AITA stepmom or dad, whatever. No, yep. You're not the asshole. Don't entertain these motherfuckers. Fuck them.
No, I said to myself, wow, they really cared. She really cared about you when you were 15 and your dad died.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you better get on social media. You better fucking lambast them back. you know, lambastitude. Okay. I don't care what, you know what? I honestly went off here. Girl, no, you are not the asshole. I am getting a little worked up. Okay. Let me calm down. But you know, I just was like, they are still bullying him. They're just doing it as adults, you know?
Yeah.
And you're an adult now. You do not respond to that bullshit, or you respond in the way that you wish. You know, it's like, oh yeah, I don't fucking let your raggedy ass mama in my family's grave. Number one, because you kicked my ass out. Number two, you guys are a bunch of fucking bullies. And you know what? Show the proof. Tell everybody.
Yeah, let us
tell everybody.
Let us not forget, you kicked me out, bitches. What makes you think you have any right to be like, also, that's y'all motherfuckers' moms. Okay, this stupid ass motherfucking asshole. Ain't my mama, okay? You guys do whatever the fuck you want to do about your mom, all right?
Yes.
My mom and my dad are already in the ground. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, can we bury her? And no, the answer is no. So...
Someone commented
she said, not my mom, you deal with it.
Exactly. Someone commented and said that the only reason that they're going off about it is because it's a free grave.
That's what I was going to say. They don't want to pay for the grave.
They don't want to fucking pay. And that should be kind of expensive. Oh my God. Kind of.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
You know what? Knowing a little too much about.
Exactly.
About this industry.
No. They gouge you. It's ridiculous. Yeah. But yeah, I felt totally horrible for this guy. I totally went off on the comment section. No, he's not the asshole. And I certainly hope that he stuck by not allowing that, which I think he did.
Yeah, he sounds like he's got his shit together.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I mean, we are always only hearing one side of the story.
Right.
But as far as what I'm hearing, I really don't know how you motherfuckers plan to spin it. Unless he was just an asshole as a child and you guys were like, this bitch was doing drugs, was being locked up and all this shit. So we kicked his ass out because he was a toxic ass motherfucker and wasn't doing nothing, cussing my mom out, you know.
God, you're so right, you know, and we just don't know. We get the perspective that we get. But let's just say hypothetically that that was the case. I still don't think that...
The
stepmom belongs in there because the mom bought that plot for the three of them to be together. And that was the mom's wishes. Yeah,
he's respecting his own mom's wish, who we assume he has no bad relationship with.
Right.
But, I mean, she passed when he was very young. So
even
if he was an asshole as a kid that the stepmom couldn't deal with it, it's kind of like, oh, well, that's not his problem anymore.
Right.
Y'all didn't like him before. Why y'all suddenly want to be liking him now?
Exactly.
Okay.
So no AITA, stepmom dad, you are not the asshole. Volts cast.
You're not the asshole. Your step siblings are the assholes. Your stepmama was an asshole.
Her mama was probably an asshole.
And her mama was an asshole. She was the ass hoe. Okay.
Okay.
She was an ass and a hoe. Actually, she was a hoe because she had three husbands.
My God,
she was just doing it for the insurance.
Fucking money.
Also, she didn't get none of the insurance because they all went to the son. So
yeah.
You know what? Good. Good on dad.
Yes.
Good on you. Fuck her.
Exactly.
But you know what? Rest in peace, because I don't know her like that. So
okay, yes. You know, we don't know the...
You know what? If you are in the room right now, am I the asshole stepmom and dad's stepmom? If you are in the room right now.
Okay, first of all, you were not invited into my room.
If you are somehow listening to this podcast,
I beseech you to leave. Get thee away from me.
I don't know you like that to be talking the best about your character.
But
from what I'm hearing, it don't sound like you really was doing too much. So you know what, Annabelle.
You know what? But on this thread, you seem like the asshole.
You seem like the wicked stepmother to this Cinderella situation. So
yes, exactly.
You know what a stereotype. Girl, we didn't have any assholes today, huh?
No, we didn't. We did not. I can't wait for us to.
I need
actually rerun.
We need to definitely find some who are more. Yeah, this bitch is an asshole. And you know what? And this, there wasn't a lot of like everyone was sucky here. Everyone is like
no
super, justified in what they needed to do.
I agree.
Girl, I agree. Go off. Go off,
I know. Exactly. We had a bunch of girls go off today, and more power to you. More power to you, and let me join you in solidarity.
We have girls going off on racist motherfuckers, on toddler-ass motherfuckers, on, on free photo shoot motherfuckers, and on evil step, on Maleficent-ass motherfuckers. You know, I know she wasn't.
You know what, Lady Jermaine? Maleficent was not invited to this party.
She, you know what? She was not invited to this party, and this stepmom is not invited into our lives. So please don't, please don't come acting crazy.
You know what? Yes.
Okay. Ooh. Well.
Okay.
That about does it.
It does. I think that was a good run.
Ooh.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening.
Thank you everybody for listening. Yes, I was just thinking the same thing. Girl, I hope this audio is better. Oh my God, I will be very upset if it isn't. But you know what? If you have gotten to the end of our first episode, woo-woo, we did it.
We did it. We're very excited. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Yes.
And can't wait to record the next one. So yes. Stay tuned.
Like and subscribe. Drop a review. Tell us what y'all think. Okay.
Yes.
We will be working on this social media game. Okay. Yes, so we that will. We can have this Instagram, you know. You can find us on Instagram.
Exactly. This Instagram teaser that's gonna let you know all the updates about when we're our episodes are coming out and all that. So thank you again.
You try to do all that.
Do you hear me be all formal right now in episode one rerun?
Well, you know what, the remix, the second pilot. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you to the one person who's listening right now. We really appreciate you, Georgia. Yes. I know you.
You know what, Georgia.
Girl. You know what, Georgia. Thank you, girl. We down since day one. Let us know what you think, and we hope to have more shit talking and kikis about assholes to come.
Until then.
Yes. Oh, you better sign off, bitch. Ooh,
yes.
Bye. Oh, girl, you know what? I need to get to work.